Right. How the hell do you sum that up? Look, it was the great escape. I don't think anyone would say we really deserved to come away with the draw there. We were 7 down with less than 10 minutes to go, and like even the most wildly optimistic supporter, and you know, I can be in that camp quite often, but even then you just think, no way, it's gone, you know. I thought the penalty was a dive, I have to say that, you know. I'm not sure about the first one, but you know, if the first was a penalty, I thought McMahon's dragged down on Aidan for the second, you know, for the one that wasn't given was one as well. So we were due a penalty at some stage. Fair play to Killian, huge pressure, absolutely enormous pressure. But you know, that's when you want your big men to step up. And once the ball was in the net, like, you know, we had the chance at fair play. The lads went for the throat then. We probably could have nicked it, but that would have been, you know, a daylight robbery really at the end of it. I was saying at 69, I was saying blood up to fuck, like, you know, we knew at that stage we had got something that really we weren't entitled to, you know. We played poorly, I think, for a lot of it. We just didn't seem to be up at the pitch of it. I mean, I had hoped that Dublin would come in half cooked to this, but they didn't. Like, they were absolutely primed for battle. And it showed, you know. Bit disappointed with McQuillan's reffing in relation to Aidan and all that, because, you know, I got a good view of what was going on. McMahon wasn't interested in playing the ball. McMahon was just interested in holding him, like physically holding him all the time. And, you know, there was nothing done about it. And that's kind of disappointing in a way. And I think Aidan then obviously got more and more frustrated as the day went on, and he was kind of reverting to type in a bit in the end, so trying to do everything himself. But fair play to the lads. They really did give everything out there. It's an incredible comeback, and it just adds to this remarkable canon that is Dublin v Mayo. You know, it's an amazing thing now. I mean, all these matches. I mean, I was thinking when we were 7 down. You know, that this is the first time since '85 that we've had a really decisive result either way, but it wasn't to be. So anyway, we're back for a replay. The Fuckers won't send us to Limerick for this one, guys. And the sending off of Connolly will be a big issue too, I think, in terms of personnel. A lot of walking wounded, like Tony Vaughan is gone. Went early on, I guess he won't be fit for the replay. I'm not too sure who else. So, you know, we're going to have to do our own rejigging. But incredible day, incredible performance, and fair play to the lads for digging it out. And as you can hear, the voice is gone, so I think I'll just stop talking now and just, I don't know, maybe lie down for a while. Anyway, that's it. We live to fight another day. Over and out.